the Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I do not have time to do this on the air. So I'll just direct you to the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. Earlier this week, Rob Menzer of the Daily Herald Media, and I always give Rob a hard time, I didn't call it a newspaper, Rob, because I know you guys frown upon that these days. He and I got into a Twitter debate about the Native American race-based mascot law, that Governor Scott Walker, if he hasn't already, is expected to sign into law today. He blogged on it and said, well, I'm not even sure I won. Rob, I'm sure you didn't. However, you can see the entire exchange for yourself and my follow-up thoughts at the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. Well, Matt, you look at this. You read this. I won, I'm telling you. I won. I absolutely did. All right, I want to get into another topic, and I do want your thoughts on this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. On Tuesday, WisPolitics.com reported that Governor Scott Walker is, and this has gone whew, all over the place national, seriously considering eliminating the income tax and an option on the table to offset that lost revenue would be raising the sales tax. This is from the Wisconsin State Journal. Heading into an election year, Governor Scott Walker has embarked on a major review of the state's tax code, including the possibility of eliminating income taxes and raising the sales tax. Walker told WisPolitics.com on Tuesday that he is envious of other states that have eliminated income taxes and that he could support raising the state's 5% sales tax rate or eliminating sales tax exemptions to help cover the revenue loss that would result from killing income taxes. Income taxes make up about $8.4 billion a year, roughly half of the state's general fund. Any discussion about this clearly should involve an outright elimination of state income taxes, Walker told the website. Walker's comments come as Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler have been holding private, invitation-only discussions around the state about tax reform at Walker's direction. The first meeting last week at Beloit College came under criticism for barring the public for most of the meeting. About 25 participants had a candid and robust discussion, according to Clayfish spokesman Casey Heimbach. It's unclear how many meetings the administration will hold, but the goal is to start a discussion about tax reform. Walker spokesman Tom Evenson said the public will eventually have a chance to weigh in and that Walker has no preconceived idea about what to do. Governor Walker's goal is to lower the overall tax burden every year he is in office. Evenson said eliminating income taxes is simply hypothetical, and the governor was speaking of it in that context as it is just one idea. But clearly, he likes the idea, and he believes it has worked in other states. And this is one of those things that he's shied away from in the past. And now at least he's saying, look, I'm open to it. It would not be easy. Taxpayers Alliance President Todd Berry says making up the lost revenue through the sales tax would require increasing the rate. And this is the big question. How high would state sales tax have to go and probably include things that aren't taxed now? Food, professional services, fuel. And by the way, there is a gas tax, but there's not a sales tax on gas. There is a gas tax. Let's just throw this. Let's pick an entirely arbitrary number. Let's say Todd Berry is right, and it's 13%. And you would have to add food, professional services. Heck, it could include radio advertising. That's been bandied about before. Taxing advertising. This is considered, in one form, a consumption tax. If you don't use it, you don't pay for it. The more you use, the more you pay. That is considered, to many, more fair than an income tax. Now, those who oppose this say that those with high income don't spend proportionally to their high income or wealth, and that it affects those who use a greater percentage of their income on the necessities. Everybody buys the necessities. And if you were to include, and I think this would be a deal breaker, food and gas and that sort of thing, you're going to hurt the poor who spend a greater percentage of their income on buying that stuff. I throw this out to you. Let's say it's a 13% sales tax and you get rid of the state income tax. Do you like that idea? Are you not sure about that idea? Do you hate that idea? Let me be very clear on this. Governor Scott Walker has proposed no such thing. What he has said is he would entertain the notion of ending the state sales income tax and replacing it with a higher sales tax. It's believed that number would have to be in the 12 to 13% range. So I throw it out to you. What would your thoughts be? And Scott Walker's made clear, because this has been thrown out in the past, well, we reduce the income tax a little bit and we increase the sales tax a little bit. He is saying he would have none of that. The income tax would have to go. It would have to be gone. Of course, here's the other thing. Unless you pass a constitutional amendment, somebody could come and this is a danger, and I think this has to be considered. If you don't pass a constitutional amendment banning the state income tax, it can be reinstated in the future with a 12, 13, or 14% sales tax. It's because of that. Now, I would, again, there's no set proposal out there. I would have a real problem with this. There would have to be a guarantee that the state income tax could never come back, that it would have to be removed by constitutional amendment, so it would have to be restored by constitutional amendment. Otherwise, I think people would be fools to go along with the 12, 13, or 14% sales tax if there was not an ironclad guarantee that it would be up to voters if the income tax returned. Tom and Iola. Tom, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry, how are you?
Good.
You're looking for comments. I don't know if you're probably not quite old enough. I can remember this. I was like in eighth grade when they started the state sales tax. It was supposed to be an alternate. If it worked, they were going to get rid of the state sales tax, the income tax back then. But to go as high as 13%, I think, is a little unreasonable. And did you realize that every 2 years that state sales tax has to be renewed? Our representatives must do this in the middle of the night, you know, because it never changes. They just keep adding more things. And originally it was just on items that were frivolous, not necessities. So I guess today toilet paper is a frivolous item.
Tom, I've got to check on what you just said. I'm not sure if that... I didn't know that they voted. I'm unclear on that. I have to check on what you said there. Thanks a lot for the call. He said 13% sounds unreasonable. I don't know that it is if you have no income tax. My greater fear is you need that guarantee that the income tax would never return unless voters approve it. There's no way that I would agree or would I encourage Republicans to raise the sales tax to 12, 13% and eliminate the income tax if it could just be restored by a Democratic legislature and a Democratic governor down the road. Because you know they're not going to lower that 12, 13% sales tax. Scott Walker says that the income tax would have to be gone. I'm not sure what his definition of that is. My definition of that is it is gone constitutionally by voters of Wisconsin. Herb in Sheboygan Falls. Herb, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. I just wanted to make a comment. I'm in my 60s and I'm on Social Security, and I think it's about the fairest thing in the world. And the reason I think that is over the years, I've certainly known a number of people that have, you know, done things for cash. You know, if you give me cash, it'll be this much. And I mean, I've dealt with, and I'm sure you have too, or most people have, you know. And this way, everybody pays tax. You know, you don't get these side jobs. Guys that are, you know, cheating the system by paying for working for cash or you know, it'll even affect drug dealers and people that do illegal things for a living, and they got to pay tax. If they're buying a candy bar, a Mercedes-Benz, or a house, they've got to pay tax, and what could be more fair than that?
I see the fairness in the consumption tax, but I want to stress, Herb, my concern is I would have to have a constitutional guarantee that the income tax would not be returning.
Oh, absolutely. No question there.
That's that, and I don't know if that's I don't know what Scott has in mind. The governor just kind of threw this out there. Mark in Milton. Mark, how are you on the Jerry A. Bader Show?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I'm in my early 60s, so I remember when the sales tax was first initiated in Wisconsin, and there was a big hoopla against it at that point, and the guarantee at that point was once we get the sales tax initiated and we start generating revenue from it, then the next step is going to be to phase out the state income tax. And like I said, I'm in my early 60s, and I'm still waiting for that to happen. I haven't seen them phase it out yet.
And Mark,
whatever promise they make, it's not going to happen.
I think I'm remembering something, and I'm not just sure. Also, in the 80s, and maybe I'm totally wrong on this, wasn't the increase from 4% to 5% supposed to be temporary?
I don't know about that. I just know the sales pitch for initiating it in the first place, that's what it was. I could even tell you the name of the governor who was governor at that time.
Who was it?
Warren P. Knowles.
Oh, it was Knowles. It was Governor Knowles.
That's the best of my memory.
I'm going to have to do some research on this now, and I could be totally off base on this. It seems as though I remember, Mark, thanks for the call, that when it went from 4% to 5%, that allegedly was going to be temporary. And everyone said at the time, there is no such thing. There is no such thing as a temporary tax. I'll check on that. I can't believe I'm just fabricating that. Kurt in Green Bay. Kurt, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I agree with you as far as the removal of the income tax. It would have to be ironclad. But I'm calling in to respond to the caller too before, where he said it would be fair and everything would be honky-dory. Just because you pass a law doesn't mean people are going to immediately stop being in the gray market. As a matter of fact, it might even increase the gray market.
But his point is, it might, but they're still, in terms of paying taxes, they're not going to dodge paying their taxes because it would be through the sales tax. And even if they do accept cash and accept more cash, it doesn't matter because there's no income tax at all.
Right, but the gray market as far as services would probably expand.
Right, but his argument is you're not cheating on taxes that way.
Well, that's true. Yeah, but they're cheating now, just making them not cheat isn't going to really change things.
Well, okay, but he sees that as more fair in that they're not dodging their taxes. But I get your point as well. Because I don't think anyone would care if you go straight cash. Well, of course, there's federal income taxes. So, yeah, you might see more of that. Richard in the town of Texas. Richard, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Interesting discussion. And I am over 65, and I basically live on Social Security. And I paid income taxes for a long time. I'm not now because I don't have income. So putting a 13% sales tax on, and most of what I spend my money on is gas and food.
Yeah.
So it would impact me very negatively.
You know, and that has come up in the past. Those retirement fixed income, do you make exceptions for those people? It is very, and I had to have to look at the models of the other states that have done it, but it is when you transition from it. It is very politically dicey. Okay, on to other things. Boy, what a... Earlier I talked about a did-I-say-that-out-loud moment for the left. Wait till you hear this one. And the absolute shameful, or should be, more like shameless behavior of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, 1049.